in the book of Matthew, chapter number 13. Matthew, chapter number 13. I appreciated the message this morning so much. Challenged my heart, and thank God for it. And as Brother Godfrey said this morning, I'll have to put this message on kind of a diet tonight. But I was looking at it a little while ago and thinking, if I preach all this, we'll be here half tonight, sure enough. But I know that God can take a little that we say and do a whole lot with it. I know that God can take His word, if I didn't say anything, and speak to hearts tonight. And I was just thinking while they're singing that song, if you only reach out, you can touch Him. The song said these angels around. There's unseen beings around us that we don't even know is here. But God is. And God's always present. I remember that servant of the prophet that went out and asked, Master, what shall we do? All he could see was the enemy. But then the prophet prayed and said, God, open his eyes and let him see that there's more with us than there are with them. And he got help then, amen. And I want to say tonight, there's more with us than there are with the world, because God's all power. Devil has some power, but God has all power. And I praise Him and thank Him for His power and His goodness to us. And I'm thinking of this message, and I pray that God, and I was praying a while ago, I wasn't just asking God to help me to preach, but I was praying for somebody specifically, asking God tonight to speak to their heart, God to speak to our hearts together, that we may worship Him, hear what He's got to say, let Him do what He wants to do. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 1. Let's stand, please, while I read the Word of God. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Great multitudes were gathered together unto Him, so that He went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. And some fell upon the stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, I'm going to stop right there. We'll give you some more scripture tonight out of this same chapter as we go. But I want to ask you this question tonight. What kind of hearer are you? What kind of a hearer are you? And this scripture is talking about different hearers of the Word of God. And I pray tonight that God will speak to our hearts, not only the unsaved, but we that are saved might look at ourselves and see what kind of a hearer we are of the Word of God. Let's bow our heads, please, for a moment. Father, thank You for the Lord Jesus. Thank You for the privilege we have tonight to just open the Word of God. Thank You for all the singing, the songs, and praying and offering, all that's been done. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. But Father, now we look at this Word of God, and I pray tonight that individuals will hear as You would have us all to hear, and that we may respond as You would have us to respond. And Lord, that You would do a great work in our hearts. Tonight we not fail to pray for Brother Mark Hooker and Brother Terry Gray. I pray for Sister Angie Smith. I pray, Lord, You be with these in a special way. Brother Bob McElroy, I pray You'd help him. And Father, tonight that You would help all the sick and suffering. But Lord, tonight we need a touch of God. We need heaven come down and touch our hearts, move in our soul. And I pray, God, You speak to hearts and that they would hear as You would have them to hear. And we'll praise you and thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. And we're looking at this portion of scripture. I know you're very familiar with it. You've heard it over and over again if you've been in church any length of time. And I noticed Sister Shirley in her testimony, and Brother Tim leaned over to me and said she had a drug problem. She was drugged to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And that's a good drug problem to have, amen. I praise God for people bringing their children to the house of God. But in verse number 11, you see that phrase, kingdom of God, of heaven. And it's used several times in verse 24. You'll find the kingdom of heaven. He says over and over in this chapter, likened unto the kingdom of heaven. Now, the kingdom of heaven has to do with on this earth. And you say, well, that's a little odd, but that's how you remember it. The kingdom of heaven, always when you see that in New Testament, we're talking about on the earth work. It really includes Christendom, as we would say that today. The church age, this dispensation of the church. And it includes both saved and unsaved. In dealing with it, you'll see it in these parables that is given here. These seven parables given in chapter 13. The first four deal with the failure of man and man's failure. And the last three deals with God's purposes being worked out. And so we see here in this parable and these parables that he gives, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. And so I pray that God would help us tonight, that we'll look at this. There's really three main points here tonight. There's the sower, the seed, and the soil. And we'll talk about that tonight and pray that God would help us. And as I said, you've heard messages along this line, but I just feel compelled of God tonight to preach on this. And so we're endeavoring to help you. I pray that God would help us. And this morning we heard about the fields, white unto harvest, and we need to be sowers of the seed. But let me talk about the sower just for a few minutes. If you're going to be a sower, you have to have something to sow. I'll get to the seed in just a little bit, but that seed is the word of God. And I'm thankful in Luke's gospel 8, I believe in verse number 11, said the seed is the word of God. And so the sower goes forth and sow. We'll have to say that it started with the sower, God himself. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And so he is the sower. He gave us the word. I'm thankful that he did give us his precious word. Aren't you? Aren't you glad for the word of God? Aren't you glad God gave us that word? I am. I'm thankful God gave us his word. And if you look in verse number 37 of this chapter, and here's what it said. He answered, this is Jesus. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of God. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Don't say Son of God there, Son of Man, but he is the Son of God. And we're thinking tonight that he says when he's talking the parable of the good seed being sowed in the field, and he said he is the sower of that seed. And so when Jesus was here, he sowed the seed. And I want to say tonight that we are to be sowers of the seed. Amen. We're to be sowers of the seed. They that go forth weeping shall come again with rejoicing, bringing their seeds with them, the Bible said. I'm glad they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And with Psalm 127. And I believe in my heart that's true. And Brother Godfrey this morning touched on that and asked us, where are our tears? Where are our concern for our loved ones and our friends, our neighbors? And I guess I told somebody before church that we'd all have to confess that we don't have the burden we ought to have and the concern we need to have for unsaved. They're going to hell. They need Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. And we pray for them a while and we'll let up. We'll pray for them a while. We need a concern, a burden for them that we'll keep praying until God hears and answers prayer. And God does look toward us when we pray. And when we really get sincere about it, we heard about that today so wonderfully. And so we are to be sower. Let me say this about being a sower of the seed. We are privileged to be a sower of the seed. It's a privilege to go out and sow the seed and tell some. What a greater privilege could you have than tell somebody about Jesus Christ? It's a privilege to do that, but it's also a command that we do that. It's not just a privilege. God said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And it's our responsibility. It's commanded of us to go and to do that. So I pray that God would help us that we might obey him and do what God said to do. In Mark 16:20 said, and they went forth, and I saw this verse, and it stuck in my heart, said something to me. And they went forth and preached everywhere. And they went forth and preached everywhere. And somebody said, well, I don't have anywhere to go. And they did it everywhere, whether it was on the street, neighborhood, beside somebody, individually, grouped together, by congregation or not. They preached everywhere. And I say, too, that's exactly what we need to be doing. And when I say preach everywhere for all of us, everybody don't have to be a God-called preacher to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every saved person has a responsibility to share that truth with those they come in contact with. Now, number two, I'm trying to hurry because I want to get to the soil. That's where I'm heading to. But the seed, I said, is the word of God. It is a permanent seed, amen. It's right just like it is. It don't need anybody messing with it. Man today has messed with the seed of wheat and corn and made hybrids of it and all that. We don't need any hybrids of the word of God. Amen. We need it just like it is. Amen. And it's good. It's perfect. It's permanent. And it's perfected just like it is. I say thank God for his word that he's given us. And that is the seed. And that seed is forever. And Isaiah put it this way. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And so it does. It's good forever and forever. And it never goes bad. And you don't have to worry about the seed being wrong. Seed's ripe. You take the word of God and tell somebody about Jesus, you can always rest assured that you got the right book. And you witness about Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary, you can always rest assured you're witnessing the right thing. When you tell them what Jesus has done for you, you're doing okay if you've really been saved. And so tonight, that seed though is the word of God. When we tell what God's done for us, we're really telling how the word of God worked in our hearts. The word of God, somebody preached the word of God to us, shared the word of God with us. Somebody told us what God said, and it did a work in our heart. It brings conviction. It convinces us. It converts us. That word of God and all that's in the scripture, and I won't take time to give it all to you tonight, but it cleanses us. It helps us. It does all of that. And tonight we see that in God's precious word. There are scriptures for all of that, and we'll not take time to do that tonight, but let me just say this. Romans 10:17, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so when we hear the word of God, it is good for us because it convinces us. It moves us in the area of faith. And we believe that we are sinners, that Christ died for us, that he buried, that he rose again the third day, that he is a Savior, and that he loves us enough to save us and keep us out of hell and takes us to heaven. I'm glad somebody preached the word of God to me. I'm glad somebody somewhere took time and told me about Jesus. I'm glad my mom and dad drugged me to church. I'm glad, thank God, I had a drug problem too. I'm thankful for all of that. But tonight, let's look at this soil. And here's where I really want to get to. And the sower, we need to sow it. The seed is the word of God. But now let's look at the soil. And what kind of hearer are you? There's four of those given to us here. And I pray that you will identify yourself somewhere in this tonight. Let me say to everybody here tonight, I want you to hear what I have to say. I want you to hear the word of God. I want you to hear tonight what God has to say for us and to us, because it is precious unto us. This word, number one, the indifferent hearer. I want you to look at verse number 4. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. The fowls came and devoured them up. Look at verse number 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in the heart, his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. This indifferent here, Mark 4:15. It puts it like this in the latter part of that verse. And Satan cometh immediately and snatches it away. And cometh immediately. Tonight there'll be people in the houses of God across America where the preaching is going on. And this morning there was people in the house of God where preaching was going on. And they heard, but immediately the devil stole it away. And they were indifferent to the word of God. And they were not tuned in just right. And the devil comes in and steals it away. If you're not tuned in right, and the soil's not right. But talking about soil, when I moved to South Carolina, I tried to dig a first hole to plant a tree, I wondered who in the world took all the topsoil out of this ground. I was used to digging ground and there's a few inches of black dirt. And you can dig it pretty easy. Then you get down the hard stuff. But down here, you hit the first lick and you're the hard stuff. And I tried to dig that hole. I kept wondering what in the world this soil. And I brought some rhubarb. Anybody know what rhubarb is? I got a few folk that does. I brought some rhubarb back from Virginia and I planted it down here. And I might as well throw it in the trash can, amen, to try to get it to grow. I couldn't get that stuff to grow to save my life. If anybody's got any rhubarb growing, I'd like to know about it. I love it, amen. You can cook that stuff up, it's slimy, it's all get out. Before you can put some sugar on it, a buttered biscuit, it'll make your tongue slap you. That stuff's good, amen. But anyway, that's how the right kind of soil to get it to grow. Have to have all that to make it grow, but the soil, they're different here. They don't hear. They hear it, but the devil steals it away. And I don't want the devil to steal it away from you tonight. I want you to hear what God has to say and what God's doing for you. And don't let Satan steal it away. So I pray that God would help us to hear like we ought to hear, not being indifferent here. Sometimes we sit in church. Now, let me move on to, I was talking about unsaved a moment ago. Let's talk about saved folk. We sit in church and we look at the preacher. Sometimes we look at the preacher. Sometimes we don't. But we look at the preacher, and we hear, but we don't hear. We know he's up there preaching, but if I stopped right in the middle of it and asked some people, what if I just said, they wouldn't know. They're somewhere else. They've got their mind somewhere, and sometimes it just happens. You know how it is. You're sitting in church, but that's all you're doing, sitting in church. But I pray God would help all of us to hear every time we come to church. Now, I've been guilty of that. I'm not just talking about you. I've been guilty of going to church and just not really listening like I should be, listening to the Word of God. And so the indifferent, don't be an indifferent hearer. But then there's the impulsive hearer. Now, I want you to look with me, please, in verse number 5 and 6. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. When the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And this impulsive hearing is that they hear real quick, and they respond real quick, but don't have any depth. Look in verse number 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, no, I meant verse 20. Pardon me. Verse number 20. But he that receiveth the seed in the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth, because of the word, by and by he is offended. Here's what he's saying is some hear the word of God like on the stony ground. The stone's got a little bit of dirt on it. And so the seed falls on it. It springs up. But then when the sun comes up, it withers away and soon dies. It doesn't have any real root to it. The root doesn't have any place to go. It runs down in the rock, and the heart's not right with God, so it runs into stony heart, and it cannot bring forth fruit. It cannot grow anymore. It stops right there. Let me say to you tonight, folk, we need to understand the fact that many have acted on an impulse and have acted real quick, and I'd rather see folk get under real old-time conviction and see him come to know Christ as their Lord and their Savior than to have people real emotional, move real quickly, and have no root in them. They don't really mean it deep down inside. They just don't want to go to hell, but they don't know anything about giving their heart to Jesus and really wanting to live for God. Amen. Good preaching, preacher, preach on. There have been many of a person that's made a profession of faith when they had no intention of really living for God. All they did was they just didn't want to go to hell. Now, not wanting to go to hell is certainly a part of it, probably the first part of it. When the Holy Spirit begins to work in our hearts, He shows us we're lost and going to hell. And that really deals in our hearts, and we may not understand a whole lot about God being Lord, but we understand the fact that if we really get saved, we come to Him not just not wanting to go to hell, but knowing we sinned against Him and that we're sorry about our sin against Him and that we want Him to forgive us. Amen? Amen. But impulsive movement is just, I don't want to go. Now, I don't want you to go to hell either. Anybody that's got a good common sense don't want to go to hell. But I'm saying to you tonight, friend, don't be just an impulsive here. And if you've been one of those that's just impulsive doing that, let me say this about Vacation Bible School. I guess as a pastor you think about this more than maybe the other people do, but you hear about Bible schools and you hear about this great number that got saved. And I'm not saying that can't happen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that cannot happen. But many times I found down through the years, I can take a group, and I used to take groups of children and preach to them, and I was really honestly trying to do my best with them. And I tried to deal with them right. And I believe some of them got saved. I'm not knocking any of that. I'm simply saying this. You have to be real careful in dealing with children. I can take a group of children and ask them if they want to go to heaven. They'd every one say they do. Ask them if they don't want to go to hell, they wouldn't want to go to hell. Ask them if they just come forward and bow and ask God to save them, they get saved. I guarantee you, the majority of them had not made a profession, they would make a profession of faith like that. Amen? And I'm not knocking people who got saved early now in age. I know God can save 7-year-olds, God can save 20-year-old, God can save whoever He deals with, and they see themselves lost, and Jesus as a Savior, He can save them. I know that. I realize that fact. But we may not have the great number saved in Vacation Bible School, but I do pray that those that make profession, that they really get something that'll stick with them, and it'll last them from now until they land in heaven. Amen. Y'all still with me? You say, well, preacher, we want to see them get saved. I do too. We all do. We'll pray for them. Ask the Holy Ghost to do something. I'd love to see the Holy Ghost get to working in Vacation Bible School until children weep and say, I want to get saved. I'd love to see it happen. Amen. I'd love to see God so moved through it all and see somebody running up to me and saying, preacher, I just got saved. I want to see that. I long to see that. I long to hear that. But I want it to be real. Not just a veneer, not just an impulsive movement of something of some kind. But look thirdly, if you would please. Here's a double-minded. I believe is a good way to put it. I don't know how else to put it. In verse number 7, and some fell among thorns. And this is verse 7. And the thorns sprung up and choked them. Now look in verse number 22. He also that received a seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Now here's one that he's double-minded. The thorns have sprung up with the stalk that has come up. Matthew 7:16 says, ye shall know them by their fruit. And no man can serve two masters. And so we need to understand that. I believe here the thorns coming up is a seed that has fell in some ground that it took some kind of root and began to grow and began to come up. But then the thorns choke it out. It doesn't bring forth anything. And I'll get to that fourth one in just a minute, but I can't help but right here plug it in. Some brought forth 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold, but they all brought forth some fruit. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Every saved person does produce some kind of fruit. And here said they had no fruit, so they were not saved. And they were double-minded. They wanted to go to heaven. They did not want to go to hell. And they lasted for a little while. And as a preacher, again, preachers, I guess, notice this. Some will come in, and boy, they look like a shooting star for a little bit and go out real quick. Then there's some come in, they'll look good for a little bit, but it's not long until they're missing church, and not long before they're out and they're gone. And then we'll get to that fourth kind in just a minute. But what I'm trying to say, in this first three, have you noticed the progression of the time period here? In the first one, that fell by the wayside, immediately the Satan come by and takes away the seed. They don't even make a profession. They can't. It's immediately taken away. Then there's others that they hear, and it's on stony ground. It blooms up real quick, but doesn't last long, but goes out real quick because it don't have any root. Then the other one comes up, and it's a little bit, lasts a little bit longer, and it looks like it's going to maybe mount to something. But then the thorns choke it out. Why is the thorns choking it out? Because they're double-minded. They've got their mind on the world and trying to live in both sides. No man can serve two masters. He'll either hate the one, love the other, or he'll love the one and hate the other. Hey, you can't serve two masters. And you'll either love Jesus Christ with all your heart, or you'll have some love of the world choking it out. I'm saying to you tonight, God help us be like his fourth one. Look in verse number 8. Brother fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Look in verse number 23. But he that receiveth the seed into good ground is he that heareth the word, understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let me read that verse to you again. But he that receiveth the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, understandeth it, which also bear fruit, and bringeth forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. I say to you tonight, we need to be like the fourth one. I want you to look with me in Luke chapter 8, verse 15. Chapter 8 of the Gospel of Luke, verse 15. I'm about to finish up here. But that on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Keep it. James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. May God help us tonight. Unsaved, my heart's desire is that you'll hear the word of God tonight and that your heart will be good ground. And that the seed, the word of God, will go deep down inside. Begin, and you'll respond to it. Let God save you by his marvelous grace. Be born in the family of God. Become a child of the King. Then we that are saved, I pray God will help us. That we'll look at ourselves and say, Lord, help us be the right kind of hearers of the word that we may do that. I think it is a sad thing that people would sit in this church or any church and die and go to hell without Jesus. When you can be saved, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Tonight my heart is moved with compassion for folk to be saved. I have a burden to see people come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. And tonight, don't pass up the opportunity to be saved. Tonight, don't let it pass by, but come to Jesus. Let him save you. You say, preacher, I'm afraid. The devil will tell you not to. He'll tell you to put it off. He'll tell you that you don't need to, but he's a liar. Let God help you. And tonight, I pray that God will speak to your heart and help us, that we'll all listen very closely in this invitation. It's so important. Let's pray. Father, I ask in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts. Lord, tonight, may they be good hearers of the Word of God. May they respond and do what God says to do. Father, you said if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, you said repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I pray tonight that you'd help the unsaved, help those that are saved, that we all may be the right kind to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.